The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the good Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Bird's eye view here on this sunny Thursday morning. Jesse and Mike here in the studio. We have two little ones today. We have Hankish Pankish roaming around, and we have Everett back in a resplendent Australia shirt. Also in the studio, so there will be a lot of noises today. But Mike, so
I fully understand the need for professional development days. I wish we got them like as like in our job, but yeah, it's not ideal. The
childcare wise,
yeah. Teachers get these professional development days. I shouldn't say get. They're probably forced into doing it, and they probably hate it because it's probably part of their jobs. But yeah, it's yeah.
Man, you married her.
I've always said like teachers, firefighters, nurses should be like they should be the highest paid people in society.
Sure.
Like they should be the people like give them whatever they want, whatever they ask for. But these days are yeah, professional development. Nope. Go play.
You guys were talking about dreams in the car. We left the office, and it was like a razor-thin Knicks-Spurs game.
Oh, yes,
and then
yes.
I got home, and the Knicks were just like up 8 with 20 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful to watch. Jalen Brunson really is just kind of him. you know, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Very crafty.
We were recording our podcast in the office last night, and the entire time, or not the entire time, but a lot of the time, I'm kind of like looking over across the room because I had the TV on with the game. And just trying not to loudly. The Knicks' first half was literally everything I wrote about they shouldn't do. And in the second half, they fixed it. You know, like in the first half, it's just like, okay, Julian Champagne is in the corner. I'm going to leave him alone. That's a smart idea, right? So I'll just let him hit a wide open three-pointer. That's great. And in the second half, they said, hey, what if we don't let these guys hit wide open three-pointers? What about mm-hmm. that? To be fair, the Spurs were also like they were decent from the corners. They were terrible above the break on threes. They were something like 1 of 20 from mm-hmm. from those. So not a great game. But yeah, it's just you know, they stole the game. They stole game one. So New York chance to as incredible as it would be, 12 straight wins in the playoffs. I do not think they're going to sweep the Spurs. That seems unlikely. But you stole a game on the road, and that's what matters. Because you know, even if the Spurs won by 30 on Friday, like kind of, it's relevant. You know, you did what you had to do. You stole home court mm-hmm. advantage. Josh Hart also it's insane what he does. Like to rebound, he got 15 boards at his size. It's just kind of like unbelievable. Especially against Wemby. Anyway, what was your dream, Mike? What were you talking about in the car?
Oh, no, sorry. A different radio program that was on when we got in the car. They were talking about dreams and whether you can control one's dreams and whatnot. My dream is that, this never should... We're all dreaming now, and Jason Tatum actually wasn't a weak little man and played Game 7, and none of this is happening, and the Celtics are in the finals. The Knicks didn't cakewalk through these crappy teams.
If Jason Tatum played, then they would have gotten swept by the Knicks, and you'd be even more miserable.
I don't, like, they... The Knicks. Oh God.
The Sixers.
They're not good.
The Sixers swept. You know,
joke.
Like won three straight, and then
what
the Knicks
joke.
Killed them. You guys would have been smoked. Would have been no contest.
Beat a crappy Philadelphia team to get to the. I don't know.
Wait, well, the Celtics
crappy
couldn't.
Philadelphia team.
The
crappy
Celtics
Cleveland
couldn't.
Team.
They were 3-1. They blew it.
They're bad. Their players are babies.
They were 3-1.
They're babies. 3-1.
They didn't put their foot down. They were 3-1.
Weak men.
And they couldn't do it. What do you mean? You lost to the same team. It's not even like, you know, you lost to, I don't know, Toronto. And it's like, well, they didn't play.
It was not the same team. That is inarguably not the same team.
Did the Knicks not beat the Sixers?
They did not beat the Sixers that the Celtics had to play.
And what else do you want?
Well, Joel Embiid was not the same human being.
Guess what? Like, he wasn't there for every game. The Celtics still lost.
Was not the same human being.
You blew it. You were 3-1. You have
stop
no
saying
excuses.
You. I had no part in this. Stop saying you. I would have played game
Celtics.
7 if my leg was falling off. Jason Tatum, not a strong human.
I mean, look, they should have helped him out. That's the if he re-injured his leg, it wouldn't be worth it. The season is gravy. You should take it for what it is. You need him healthy. You need him healthy. I'm saying you as I self
healthy or not.
That
I don't. God.
Look,
you play game 7.
There were no expectations
for
him
to
win this.
But, yeah.
There were no expectations.
He's a weak-willed man.
All right, he's not Chet. Relax.
Jalen Brunson's not sitting out game 7.
No. These are, but that's also game 7 in the finals.
Any game 7. Whatever.
He hasn't gone to game 7.
Whatever game 7.
He hasn't needed a game 7.
He hasn't needed a game 7.
He hasn't needed one. When he's up 3-1, he wins. All right. Enough of that.
Weak human.
In any case, moving on. I will just say on the dreaming topic, have you ever lucid dreamed before?
That's been. What does that mean?
It's like
walking.
No. It's like in because you said the radio program was saying control your dreams. It's like you basically wait. You in your dream you realize that you are dreaming, and therefore you can. Oh. Like, whereas most dreams,
like jumping around and shit. Stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. So is that a no?
I don't think. I don't know. I don't really remember many of my dreams, so it would be hard to say.
So just, you know, you can, I feel like I've done it once or twice. It's difficult. You kind of have to, like, train your brain to recognize that you are in a dream. Okay. Who's under me? Oh, that's a...
It's just a ball.
Ball. Baseball games, softball games, tennis games.
Both of our TBDs did get scheduled.
Okay, excellent. We'll hit that in a second. So
both of our TBDs get scheduled.
County,
BTW.
Berkshire County sports back at it in the round of 16 in states. We have 3 tennis teams that are still active in the quarterfinal round. The Lennox Girls, Lennox Boys, and the Mount Greylock Boys. So, Lennox Girls made a Final Four several years back. They're the only Berkshire County team to do so in the statewide tournament era. So, the Lennox Boys and the Greylock Boys looking to join that effort. Lennox Girls looking to make it back. All of a decent shot. Lennox will be... Excuse me, on the road. Greylock will be at home. That's going to be tomorrow at Williams College.
Mm-hmm.
Our Lennox boys are tomorrow. Lennox girls are later today. Where are they at?
The girls are... They're both in roughly the same spot. the boys play at Mystic Valley, but the game's at Malden Catholic. And the girls are tomorrow, actually, at Endicott College. Against Manchester Essex.
So there you go. I think Mystic Valley is a charter school, yeah. So I guess they just...
And the Manchester Essex boys come to play Greylock tomorrow as well.
Classic.
So crisscrossing the state, as these teams do.
So, yeah, we'll see how Greylock boys, we'll see how the Lennox tennis teams can do it. Greylock boys, Western Mass runner-up. Lennox girls, 4-time Western Mass champ, looking to go back to the state Final Four. And all of our lacrosse teams did tap out. Kona girls and boys both went to Manchester Essex, both lost. 2 tough games, 17-5, 17-3, I want to say. So, what's up? What's up, Everett? Thank you for the photo. Greylock girls also lost at... who was it?
Nipmuc.
Thank you. So that ends our lacrosse season. And that just leaves then baseball and softball. We have three softball teams alive and kicking. Wakona had a really tough win over Bellingham yesterday in the 7-10 game. That was their final game at Pine Grove Park, most likely, in the D4 statewide tournament. Wakona back in the quarterfinals, first time since 2022. That was the year they went to the state semifinals. That was the Avery Valley Cruise year.
I was going to say that would have been, like, yeah, her junior year.
Her junior year, yep. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they can do. So they will most likely be at number 2 Hampshire, which is just a brutal matchup. If Hampshire is upset, then they would host the quarterfinals, but most likely that's where they're going. Bellingham had the best pitcher that, you know, if she was in the Berkshire County, it would have been the best pitcher in the county this year. And, you know, but Wakona's Julie McComish, who's a freshman, pitched just a great game. And a credit to the Wakona defense for it wasn't perfect, but it made the plays it needed when it needed to. 1-3-2. They were up 3-1, you know, just kind of put across the runs you need. Like I said, you know, it wasn't perfect. They had some misplays in the outfield that led to an inside-the-park home run in the second. Wakona comes back, gets a runner on. Madison McCarthy, sac fly, RBI. You know, classic softball stuff ties the game up a few innings later. They get two on. Madison McCarthy, second RBI hit. Get another run in thanks to Mariah Barnes. And it's 3-1. They give up one run. Couple runners on in the seventh. They get the out they need, and, you know, they tough it out. Kona coach Justin Belcher said, you know, we haven't really had any really good defensive wins like that. What?
I was just trying to figure out the... Because we didn't mention Lee boys tennis were playing yesterday. We don't know whether they won or lost, nor does the MIAA, but the winner of their game is scheduled to play today at Hamilton Wenham, and there's... still nobody knows who won, so nobody knows who's going to Hamilton Wenham. So, yeah.
Maybe Hamilton Wenham will just play themselves. Their biggest opponent is the one in the mirror. Anyway, they haven't had any really tough defensive wins like that. They got one huge, and we'll see if they can keep the momentum going. You know, back-to-back wins in states. They get the one final win at Pine Grove Park, and yeah, they will once again most likely be on the road at Hampshire, which is 2-time reigning Class B champ, a very much a Division 4 power. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, a good way for them to end their Dalton season at any rate. And then we have the, you know, I said this on here, I've said this everywhere, like, the game that we've been hoping for as soon as the brackets came out. Lenox, Hoosick Valley, round 3. This is great. Hoosick, number 1 in Division 5. Lenox, number 9, was at number 8, Bristol County Agricultural. And I from the jump, had said that's not, you know, a team to really be feared, just based off their opponent rating, who they played. And sure enough, Lenox knocks him off 14-9, I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a 9-8 game, so not a crazy upset or anything.
Not a crazy upset, but also just like looking at, you know, their power rating and you know, their opponent rating and all that, it was just, okay, Lenox can absolutely play with them. And sure enough, they did. 4 home runs, 2 by Evelyn Giuliano. I definitely need to know the dimensions of that field because, I mean, Lenox got some hitters, but not like that. 4 home run game is kind of crazy. So then a 185-yard field or something, I don't know. 185-yard. Now, that would be a field.
Yeah.
That would be a field. No, 185-foot field, maybe. So, yeah, I mean, Hoosick swept Lenox in the regular season, 6-2 in Lenox, 18-12 at Hoosick. This game will be at Hoosick and Russell Field and Adams. And, I mean, this is just, it's every year now, it seems. 2023 and 2024, they met in states.
24 and 25. Yep.
Sorry.
It's 26 now. This is the third straight.
Yeah, the third straight year that they met in states. Last year was round of 16. Hoosick won in Hoosick. And now we're back in the quarterfinal round. And neither team has made it to a state semifinal. Hoosick has made it to 2 quarterfinals and lost both. And most of the seniors on the team, all but one, have made it to 2 quarterfinals in their careers. One has made it to 1. So, you know, this is it. It'll be really interesting to see, you know, if they kind of come out lackadaisical and say, we know we're better than you, we can beat you, and Lennox can kind of jump on them, or if Hoosie comes out with some really fire and says, you know, this is it, this is our chance, and just, you know, puts their foot down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on the flip side, does Lennox come out and say, hey, you know we can play with you, like, you got us twice, no more. You know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how each team comes out. So that's going to be Saturday, what time?
12:30.
Saturday at 12:30 at Russell Field in Adams. So that'll be the 1-9 in Division 5. First semifinal trip for either team on the line.
And so this would be just the third Final Four trophy for softball.
Correct.
Berkshire County?
Well, Kona got one in the inaugural tournament. Pittsfield High got one in 2024, and that's it.
That's it.
So Hoosick's made it to a couple of quarterfinals,
all right.
But hasn't won, and I want to say that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone else has really even made it to a quarterfinals. You know, Trey's had a couple, and Lee's had a couple of decent teams, but I think they all kind of lost in round of 16. So, yeah, mm-hmm. This might be the only quarterfinal game. Mm-hmm. Only other quarterfinal. So, yeah, softball is looking good. We are going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and talk some baseball. So keep it locked right here on WTBR and WSBR.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bird's Eye View here on WTBR, TBR, WSBR. Jesse and Mike, there are two small children in the radio station. It's not Passover, but on this day, why do we have two small children in the radio station? As every other day, we have just one. No, we're talking softball, talking tennis, state tournament, and moving on to baseball. Few teams left as well. Drury baseball in the quarterfinals for the second year in a row. They will host the quarterfinal as well, hosting number one Keefe Tech. That was the team that upset Greenfield, which was the 5 seed. Drury's the 4 seed. So, I mean, Drury and Greenfield have seen quite a bit of each other. That was the Western Mass Championship game last year. That was the expected Western Mass Championship game this year until Lennox upset Drury on its run to the Western Mass Final. And Drury and Greenfield played a non-league game early in this season in Greenfield. Greenfield won 2-1 in 8 innings. And so you did kind of think that this was going to be the showdown, and Keefe Tech pulled off the upset. So it'll be interesting to see if Keefe Tech has an arm left or if they burned it to beat Greenfield, because mm-hmm. Drury is without its two aces, Connor Hankel and Carson Rylander. Rylander out for the season. Hankel can play, but he can't pitch. So Drury's offense has been fantastic in its first two games. We will see if its pitching, its defense can do the same against Keefe Tech, and if they can get back mm-hmm. to a semifinal.
Yeah, they haven't really shown any ill effects, I guess. They lost that Lennox game in the semis, which meant they didn't get to play Greenfield in the Western Mass Final, but the offense has hung 20-plus runs back-to-back games. Their two, number one pitchers aren't pitching. One of them is still hitting, so they still have Connor Hankel as kind of a big bat, college-level bat in the lineup, and then it's just, it's a deep team, deep program that's been built over the course of 3-4 years now. of success, and the rest of that team is still in place. So you're just kind of missing that high-end, top-level strikeout 13 guys, pitch a complete game shutout thing. But you can win other ways. And in a tournament, yeah, like, not everyone's ace is going every day, so you can run into pitchers that you're going to be able to hit. And I would imagine on a 21 seed, they're not going to have multiple star pitchers, so should be another team that Drury can hit the ball against. And as long as you keep, as long as what whoever pitches can keep the other team to, you know, in single digits, Drury's offense is enough to get them to a quarterfinal.
Yeah.
Or to a Final Four.
So to a Final Four, yeah, the in quarterfinals. So we'll see if they can keep this run going. I agree, Henry. For Pittsfield, that's kind of the main. They have all the pitching. Pittsfield's doing its thing. Pittsfield High 197.
They've bucked the Berkshire County trend for sure of losing your top pitchers.
And yet it didn't seem to matter, because Pittsfield, look, you don't play with your food in states, and that's what they did. They were up 9-1 after the first inning, and they won 9-7. This was. I hope this is a wake up call. I hope this is a wake up call for PHS, and you cannot sleepwalk through these playoffs. It's Division III. Everyone's too good. You know, you have to take every team seriously, and they didn't. And so we'll see how they respond. They're in the quarterfinals. They are hosting number 8 Hanover at noon on Saturday at Clapp Park. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how they bounce back from this, from it would have been a truly, all-time choke job. They would, 9-1. All right, I'll say that, I don't always like to put it like that with high school, but you're up 9-1 and you lose. That's pretty bad. And they didn't. They fought through it. Maddie Deegan came in and pitched just under 2 innings at the end to close it out. And I imagine Jay Cody is back on the mound Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm looking for a big response from them after that. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it would certainly be nice to see just a lights out, beginning to end shutout.
To use a Mike-ism, a buttoned up performance.
Yes, yeah. I guess Simon Melli didn't have his best stuff to start, or they were hitting him decently. His numbers are fine, but it was clearly not a like he was in the semifinals of Western Mass, where he struck out 13 and pitched a complete game. I think it was a shutout in that one.
It was basically, I don't know, 2 weeks almost since he had last
pitch. This is true too. Yeah. Yeah. It was a little rusty, but they do relieve him with Cam Hillard. Fine. Cam Hillard's a solid pitcher. He gets through the next, through that inning and then the next inning.
Hillard only did 1 1/3 inning.
Yep. So he finished Melly's inning and then did another inning after that. And then they bring in some kids who haven't pitched a ton this season to, I guess, try to get them some innings. But
once again, it's states.
Yeah.
It's states.
Yeah. It's states and it's D3. And 9-1 isn't 15-1.
So to be clear, Simon Melli in 3 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 0 earned, mm-hmm. 3 Ks, 2 walks, and 60 pitches. So yep. He was not efficient. I think that's probably where you see the rust, mm-hmm. but it's not like he was letting stuff up.
No, and was it the decision made to be like, oh, this way I'll save him for one of these next 2 games.
I wouldn't have expected him to play in the quarterfinals as a pitcher.
Yeah.
So, if your goal is to save him for the semis, then, that's probably like a Monday or a Tuesday.
He should have enough time.
He's more than enough time. You can throw it 90 pitches.
Yeah. So, either way, was struggling that inning. They get out of it. Cam Hillard's fine. He pitches, I think, not a 1-2-3, but pretty much in the next inning. The coach Drew Pierce brought in some guys who don't pitch a ton. And those guys struggled getting outs. I think throughout the game, the Newburyport coach kept saying, hitting is contagious. And eventually it was.
It is.
And they, I guess credit to them, didn't they weren't kind of down and out throughout the game. And that is also part of the blame goes on Pittsfield for that, because 9-1 first inning, your foot is on the throat, so to speak. Pittsfield certainly didn't apply any more pressure. They didn't score again in the game after a 9-run first inning. And that's how you kind of bury a team, demolish their confidence. They never did that. Newburyport, after that inning, like, as long as you can forget about it, Newburyport's playing in a nothing-nothing game and playing good baseball throughout it. So eventually, yeah, they break through. They get to hit some guys that they can hit. And suddenly, yeah, three pitchers later, it's 9-7, and Matt Egan's in, I think, walks a guy to put the tying run on base, and then has to does pitch out of it, and then pitches a 1-2-3 seventh. And they escape as a one seed against a 17 seed, escape a game, yeah, that they led 9-1, scored 9 runs in the first inning.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm looking for a big response from PHS in the quarterfinals from here on out. Oh, what's good, Henry? We have... I agree. I agree. I'm also... He's looking for a big PHS response, too. Mount Everett is...
Mount Everett and Wakona both play today.
Yeah. So they're both playing today in the round of 16, looking to make it to the quarterfinals. Mount Everett went to the quarters last year, lost to Drury. Kona, I don't know if they've ever made it to the quarters. So they are at Millbury, which is the reigning D4 champ, beat Pittsfield in the semifinals last year. Mount Everett is at
home.
They're the seventh seed. They are at home. Who do they host?
West Boylston.
So host West Boylston.
That one's at 4. Wakona doesn't play till 7 tonight, so they must be at some cool place in Millbury.
Yeah, I guess Millbury's got
lights.
They're doing the Drury thing.
But,
okay.
Yeah, both trying to get to that next level.
So, we have a few minutes left. Hit me with some, four big things from track.
Any track thing.
Greyluck Girls.
The Greyluck Girls, runners up.
There we go.
At the D6 State. So, you said you were there 4 years ago? They were second
2023,
place?
2023, I was there. The Greyluck Boys and Girls both got silver.
Okay, so girls have now gone, runner up. They won the D6 state title back-to-back years, and now they're runners-up again.
Pretty good run.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
And this one, the title, I think, got away from them pretty early on. They just didn't have the high-end depth that they've had in the past with the Maggie Nichols, Catherine Goss last year. That Rowan Apatzos could be at that level. She is only a sophomore. Didn't have girls able to score in four events like they have in the past. So the championship got away from them. But as kind of the day is waning and the runner up spot is getting away from them, AMSA, Advanced Math and Science Academy out of Marlboro, is looking like they're going to take it. Then Greyluck comes out, wins the 4x8 state title, a repeat win for them there. And Nora Lopez, I didn't make it over to Javelin. She had placed third at Western Mass. She hadn't even thrown at Berkshire County Individuals, so something was a little off with her throughout the year. She wins the Javelin state title kind of out of nowhere. I believe on her sixth and final throw, she clears 122 something, and that gives them a boost 20 points towards the end of the meet, and now they're kind of locked in it with AMSA. The 4x4 is coming up. AMSA, I believe, was seated third. Greyluck may have been seated seventh. And if those seeds held, Greyluck was going to slip by them. AMSA winds up winning the 4x4, which meant Greyluck couldn't finish any lower than fourth. I think if Greyluck finished fourth, would have been a tie for second. But a lot of math going on. Bottom line was, Greyluck had Rowan Apatzos running the final leg of the 4x4, and she... closed out on, I think, two different girls to get that third place, which gives Greyluck the runner-up trophy, which is a giant trophy.
It's a big trophy. No, it's the same as the winning trophy. It's just silver, not gold.
And that, that gives them a one-point win over AMSA for second place. Corlatch St. John broke 16 seconds in the 100 hurdles, which is a huge milestone, and I would expect her to rise still. Cooper Calvert placed second. He was unfortunately unable to get a state title, but he will be, I believe, competing again this weekend at the Meet of Champions in high jump, where I think he's seeded second or third. So potential there for him still. Do you want to mention the Pittsfield 4x4 boys broke the county record? They had won their third straight Western Mass title last week and went out to the D5 state championships and continued. They dropped a 3:28, which beat it by a second.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you all for tuning in, bearing with us. Have a good rest of your week. Good luck to our state quarterfinalists, state tournament. Take it easy.